Water is our most essential shared resource. The quality of our water relates directly to our health and the well-being of our city. Public reinvestment and political commitment to public water is critical. St. Louis does face real challenges. We need to address the declining population, increasing environmental management issues, and especially our need to reinvest in our aging water infrastructure. A study by the consumer organization Food and Water Watch found that private operation of water utilities costs Americans more. In a comparison of water utilities in 24 states, household water bills were higher among the private water utilities than its publicly owned counterparts in each state. The study said that corporate profits, dividends, and income taxes add 20 to 30% to a system's maintenance costs. Public-private partnerships are a euphemism for privatization and represent industry's attempts to get their foot in the door and change the way that we think about how water should be provided. These schemes leave the real responsibilities for repairing and upgrading aging infrastructure and environmental compliance costs with the city, while the profits go to the private company. In Veolia's proposal to the city, it cites its work in Indianapolis. In 2010, Indianapolis severed its contract with Veolia after 10 years of a 20-year contract and paid the company $29 million to end the contract. The relationship with Indianapolis left the city embroiled in controversies about overcharging customers, concerns about water quality, disputes over contract fees, and unjustified rate hikes. The state's utility regulators noted in rate cases that the contract between Veolia and Indianapolis advantaged Veolia disproportionately, and the city failed to secure a fair contract and police it sufficiently to protect ratepayers. Veolia has made St. Louis big promises, but critics, including the consumer rights advocacy group Public Citizen, have noted that Veolia contracts tend to be vague and to promise more than the company delivers. Veolia's sewage operations have also lost customers over compliance and cost issues, including New Orleans, Richmond, California, and Burley, Idaho. In Whitesburg, Kentucky, Veolia was just cited for not providing proper operation and let fuel get into the water system. The list goes on and on. The Missouri Coalition for the Environment opposes the city's contract with Veolia because of the company's record on environmental performance. The St. Louis Palestine Solidarity Committee opposes Veolia because the group says it profits from discriminatory practices and human rights violations in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. An Israeli subsidiary of Veolia Transdev, Connex Israel, operates buses on segregated roads, according to the human rights group Global Exchange and UN Special Rapporteur to the Palestinian Territories, Richard Falk. When Veolia cannot be relied on to safely manage hazardous waste and sewage, how can we trust them with our drinking water? Veolia's performance globally and in the U.S. provides evidence of a corporate culture that puts profits first and health and safety last. Finally, Veolia's efforts to pad its profits by offering Band-Aid solutions distract from our city's real need to reinvest in public water infrastructure. And regardless if you call it privatization or a public-private partnership, this is more than just a consulting contract. A review by the Great Rivers Environmental Law Center found that the contract requires significant relinquishment of control by the city and leaves the city with no usable information unless a further contract is signed. I'm Colleen Kelly.